Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Here with you every Saturday morning in the Urban Orchard Hour. This hour, every month you come in at some new element of urban farming and how all these things work together to produce our own food, our own microclimates, and our own sustainability for living in, you know, a desert in the modern era.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm a big proponent. If you can't eat it, don't plant it.
So that is that part number one on your steps to success, or does that predate your three steps to
fruit tree success? That predates it.
Pick the right one. Then once we've got the right one and it's planted, three things we need to know about keeping and being successful
with
our
fruit trees. Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, we can go into most nurseries and all big box stores, and they will sell you a fruit tree that will never make fruit here, or food for that matter. A while back, I was at one of the big box stores, and I did a quick survey, and over 50% of the plants that they had for sale that they claimed, that's in quotes, claimed were edible.
Now, is edible to people, edible to bugs, edible to rabbits, edible to birds, edible to who?
There you go. So over 50% of what they claimed were edible were not either climate appropriate or season appropriate for here in the valley, which means they would never make food. So you got a 50-50 chance in that case of buying a plant that would actually be successful. And we mentioned earlier that experimenting with trees is fine just as long as you know you're experimenting. But it's costly to experiment with trees. You got the water, you got the fertilizer, you got the supplements, you got the time factor. Because, you know, if you plant an apple tree, you want apples in 3 years, right? So you plant an experimental apple tree and in 3 years you don't have apples, then you have to start all over again.
And fruit's a lot quicker than nuts, too.
I mean, fruits are a lot quicker than nuts, absolutely. So I've actually developed over the years three steps of what you need to know to successfully get fruit trees that will make fruit here. Number one, chill hours.
Okay.
Number two, make sure that it's on the correct rootstock. So often what'll happen with these big box stores is they'll call a grower and they'll say, you know what, we'll take 3,500 Santa Rosa plums on XYZ rootstock. Well, XYZ rootstock will do great in Seattle, but it'll die in Arizona.
And it's not like it's the guy in Arizona making that call. It's corporate making that call. They take those 3,500 and they distribute it to their Southwest distribution branch, which is everything down from, you know, Arizona. I've seen regional. I mean, it depends on how the company breaks it up. But all the way it could be their West Coast. It could be everything west of the Mississippi.
Exactly. So if you get on the wrong rootstock, good luck with that. And often I've found that the rootstocks aren't even listed. So when you go looking at a tree, there's a tag that talks about the fruiting stock, and there should be a tag that talks about the rootstock. If there isn't a rootstock tag on there that you can look up on your smartphone, I wouldn't buy it. So that's number one and number two, chill hours and rootstock. And this is chill hours. Most people know about it, although you can go into most nurseries and they will sell you a high chill tree, which frosts me. Most of them, you know, they might know about rootstocks, but they don't have a clue about what rootstocks do well here. And they'll just bring in whatever they bring in. The third thing, and really one of the more important things, is when the fruit ripens. So this is for deciduous fruit, the soft flesh fruit. So anything from berries to peaches, apricots, plums, apples. They need to be ripe and off of the tree by about July 10th. Otherwise, the fruit just cooks on the tree. And I know this because over the past 30 years of growing fruit trees at the urban farm, I've planted out pretty much every tree that you can imagine that might grow here. And I know what grows here and what'll produce here. And one of the key factors is, when does the fruit ripen? Now, obviously, this doesn't happen for figs, pomegranates, or citrus, because they ripen at different times of the year. But for all of the rest of them, make sure that you know that. And the cool thing is about my fruit tree program is all of the stuff that we bring in qualifies for all three of these categories. They're low chill, they're on the correct rootstocks, and they all ripen before July 10th. So if you just know those three things, you're going to be able to pick a tree well.
Ripen before
July 10th.
July.
Yeah, okay. About July 10th. Otherwise, the stuff just cooks on the tree. I planted in August. I think it was an August Pride peach. August, right? And, you know, it was in the ground for about 4 years. And all I got was golf ball size, golf ball hardness peaches that never ripened.
That's where the pit should be. Your pit should be the size of a golf ball.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so those were the three things. Plant low chill hour, or know the low chill hour.
Yep.
And plant accordingly. Get the correct root stock that'll do well in our desert Southwest clays. And you had mentioned the big box stores and getting them from big growers. I'll say the big growers, if you can find local nurseries that sell them, they do a really good job working with local nurseries better, because those big growers, they know what they're doing. And they do have a lot. They do have the right root stock. They just may not be selling to the right people that are putting it in the right place.
Yes, and
we'll come back after the bottom of that news break with the and from Farmer Greg.